Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Lamed Aleph, Zivachim 31. Today's Daf Yomi, we begin the third chapter of Maseches Zivachim, and the chapter is called Kol HaPesulin, and says our Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Kol HaPesulin, all of those who we've said are prohibited to serve in part of the services in the temple, Sheshachtu, if they went ahead and did a Shlita, if they slaughtered the animal, under those circumstances, Shlitasun is Keshera, the Shlita is a valid slaughter. Shashlita Kshera Bazaram, and says our Mishnah that even though this is part of the service of the sacrifice, we say that the slaughter is kosher if it's done by a non-Kohen, Uvanashim, and if it is done by women are allowed to slaughter, Uba Avadim, and also by Canaanite slaves, Uvatameim, and also by people who are ritually impure, as long as they do not touch the meat, Va'afilu B'Kodshei Kadoshim, even on the holiest of sacrifices, not just the Kodshim Kalim, where the non-Kohanim can eat, but even, for example, like a sin offering or an Ola offering, Ubilvad Sheloyu Tameim Nogim Habasar, as long as those who are ritually impure do not touch the meat. And continues our Mishnah, Lefikach Hein Poslin B'machshava, since these people are allowed to slaughter the animal if they have the improper thoughts when they slaughter the animal. So, for example, during the slaughter, they think that they intend that the meat should be eaten after the time where it's allowed to eat. That will make it a pigul. Their thoughts are relevant, and they can invalidate the sacrifice. So this is the law, that women are allowed to slaughter an animal even for the service in the temple. And our Gemara proves that this is actually not just what we say bidiavad ex post facto, but says the Gemara explicitly, hu adin da'afilu l'chatchila nami, even ideally, even ab initio, even from the outset, any of these people can come and slaughter the animal as part of the sacrificial service. So why does it why is the formulation of our Mishnah sheshachdu, that they slaughtered, which implies ex post facto? So says our Gemara, mishum de kabayu misnei tameim, because it wants to also include the category of those who are ritually impure, d'lechatchilo, that ideally they should not slaughter the animal, gezeira shema yigu babasar, because we're concerned that they might come to touch the flesh of the animal, and that would make it tamei. So therefore, for this reason, Tana Sheshachtu. So therefore, the Mishnah uses a formula of ex post facto, but that only refers to those who are Tameim. But for all the other categories, we say even ideally, they could come along and slaughter the animal. Tosfos cites this as a proof that indeed women can slaughter lichatchila. Ideally, women are allowed to be kosher slaughterers. And Tosfos writes, not only that, this is a proof against those who argue differently. And so Tosfos writes, mikan tshuva. This is a rebuttal l'masha kosov behilchos Eretz Yisrael, that which it's written in the work that's called the Laws of the Land of Israel. And there it's written in that work, dinashem lo yishchatu, that women are not allowed to be a slaughterer, because da'atan kala. There the text is saying that they can't be slaughterers because it says they don't know enough laws. And also it says there in that work, Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, Kosov Behen, Shachat V'lo Birech, if a person slaughtered it without making a blessing, or Arum Shashachat, or a person who slaughtered without wearing clothing, that under those circumstances, that work says that the slaughter is invalid. And Tosfos says they're wrong. So there are 0 for 3 on those three circumstances. And Tosfos writes, Nir Hashem Chumros Ba'alma, these are just stringencies in general that this word Hilchos Eretz Yisrael says, Oso Chacham Shekosov Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. He basically put out these laws, and they're not in accordance with our Talmud. So Tosfos rejects the work that says that women are not able to be slaughterers. Comes along the Sholem Meshiv, and he argues to defend the work Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, and he says no, because in the time of the temple, when the temple was standing, then the women were able to bring karbanos, so they needed to know all the laws of the sacrifices, and so for this reason they were allowed to be the slaughterers. But we say that a person in general can't be a slaughterer unless they know all of the laws. And so the Sholem Meshiv says that when the women didn't know all the laws, when they stopped bring sacrifices. Therefore, we say they couldn't be slaughterers either, because we're concerned that they don't know all the laws. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch rules in the first siman of Yoredeya, the Shulchan Aruch rules that everybody is able to be a shochet. Hakol shochet, and everybody can be a slaughterer in general. When you go to the store and you want to buy the butcher shop, you want to get meat, a woman could be that slaughterer. Even women, afilu nashim, comes along the Ramah. So the Shulchan Aruch is basically the authoritative source for the Sephardic Jewish community, and comes along the Ramah. And the Ramah says that we should not allow women to be slaughterers, because the practice already became established that women do not slaughter. And he says that that is the custom. So the Bach tries to explain what's the reasoning why the Ramah, Ramosha Isserles, argues that women should not be slaughterers. He says, first of all, they might not know the law. And second of all, we're concerned that maybe they will not be hardy enough. Shematis Aleph, maybe they'll be faint when they come to slaughter. And so therefore, since we're concerned for these reasons, the Ramah says that they shouldn't be slaughterers. But everybody agrees that in a situation where a woman is a slaughterer, for sure it is kosher, as long as it is checked. And like everybody who, if you check their slaughter and it's valid, then we say it's a kosher slaughterer. But we say certainly today, if there is a woman who knows all the laws and she's demonstrated that she is not faint and she can withstand the rigorous activity of a slaughterer, for sure then she should be, according to everybody, allowed to be a slaughterer of kosher meat.